From the Center for the Study and Teaching of Writing at The Ohio State University, this is Writer's Talk. I'm Doug Dangler. Today, we have a two-part show for you with OSU students Aaron Riley Sanders and Allison Fetzer talking to author Elaine Wolf about her writing. And then OSU staff member Kevin Cordy will talk to Troy Hicks about how to write. That's all coming up next on Writer's Talk.
Welcome to Writer's Talk, Elaine Wolf.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today, Erin.
Your new book for teens, Camp, came out in June. Could you tell us a little bit about the book and your inspiration for it?
Absolutely. Camp is a story about bullying, family relationships, and the collateral damage of secret. It's a coming-of-age novel about a high school girl who faces bullying at summer camp as she begins to discover the truth about her mother, who holds a dark secret. There were many factors that led me to sit down and write Camp, and as you well know, and I'm sure your listeners know, it's not that an author just sits down and writes a book. There's a lot of planning, a lot of writing, a lot of rewriting.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be happy to tell you the confluence of factors that led me to write Camp. The first one was that my mother died about 25 years ago, and my mother was a German immigrant who lost family in the concentration camps. Although I miss her terribly, as I get older, I'm increasingly angry and sad that I feel as if I never knew her, because like so many survivors, she never looked back, or if she did, she kept it very quiet, so that she never talked about the past, she never talked about the impact of the war on her family. And so in writing Camp, I wanted to show what it's like to grow up in a house where you're the child of an immigrant mother who really has a very secret past. So my mother's history and my mother's rather secretive nature played a big role in my coming to the story. The other major point was that my son went to a summer camp when he was a teenager. It was a wonderful summer camp. I don't mean to impugn sleepaway camps in my camp story. There are some wonderful camps. My son went to one. However, he had a rather scary experience when he was at camp. His counselors took the group of boys on an overnight trip, and according to my son, a teenager at the time, the counselors left the kids at the side of the road in the darkest night, in the middle of nowhere, according to these teens, and the counselors took off to go party, go into town, whatever they did. And when I heard that story, it really made me think a lot about the people to whom we entrust the safety and well-being of our kids. You know, we send our kids off to summer camps, we send them to school, and we assume that the people who are responsible for their care are nurturing good people who will really have our children's welfare at heart. And most of the time, that is true. Thank God. But sometimes it's not. And so what happened to my son at camp made me think about, as I said, the people to whom we entrust the safety of our children. And in my novel, Camp, there are some pretty poor caretakers of kids in that camp community. So it was my mother's story and my son's camp story that sort of merged. I myself was a camper for many years, and the truth is, although I wrote a very dark camp story, my own camping experience was light and joyful and wonderful, and my camping days were among the happiest days of my life. So people are always a bit amazed, those who know me and know of my love for sleepaway camp, they are amazed that I wrote this rather dark camp story.
Great. What is the most important message you want your readers to get from your book?
I would so love for mothers and daughters to read Camp together and then to talk, to really talk, because I think when we know where we come from, when we really know who our parents are and what their stories are, I think it's easier for us to find out who we are and to know where we're going. I've always had a bit of a hole in my soul, for lack of a better phrase, that I didn't really know my mother's story. And so I really think there are many things I want the readers to take away from Camp. But one very important thing is that it's very important for mothers to share their stories with their daughters, to always be there for their daughters, and for daughters and sons, for all children, to feel that they have a very safe space with their parents, that they can tell their parents anything. You know, because you tell me that you've read Camp, that in my novel, Camp, Amy Becker, the protagonist, feels that she really can't tell her parents what's going on at camp. And she hides the truth, and she twists the truth, because it's so important to her that her parents don't realize she has problems. She so wants her parents to be proud of her. And I think that's what we all want. So I think another takeaway of camp is a message for parents that it's so important to let our kids know that we love them unconditionally, that we're proud of them for the kind of people they are. And again, as I said, that it's so important for parents to talk to their children. What I really want young readers to get out of camp, and by young readers I mean readers ages 12 and up, the book is really not